Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Remembering you in my prayers, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Why? So that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. You realize if you're one of his people, that's what he's glorying in. God's excited. We're the ones who get all bogged down, but God's just anticipating. There's something in his heart of love that thinks about you and says, I just can't wait. I know what I'm doing. I know where this is going. Oh, I just want them to understand so they can live a happier, more victorious life. Take the struggle out of it. My God, help us. He is, isn't he? All right. And his incomparably great power, no way to compare his power. I don't care what the devil does, God's got the final word. But his incomparably great power is not just so we can say, wow, it's for us. Do you need God to do something in your heart? I do. I need him to do a whole lot of stuff. Can he handle it? You think he's got enough? Yeah. Incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. Remember, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given to me. Go therefore. So you see the gathering of the proclamation of the kingdom, the good news of what God had done through Christ, and the gathering of a family. All authority is behind it. In heaven and earth, he sits there, he reigns. It's not like he's sitting in a chair somewhere, but it's a symbolic picture of absolute authority. You know, God allows many things in our lives. But every one of them, we know, has a reason and has a purpose behind it. It's to set us free from the old and to bring in the new, to bring us to a place where we are more ready to trust him, to believe his promises, and to grow up in him. Everything is already orchestrated to the end that he has absolutely declared. Thank God. So it's far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. These people had come out of heathen darkness, and they were people who invoked the names of Zeus and Apollo and all these heathen gods. Well, you forget about them. There's one name. His name is Jesus. He has all authority in heaven and earth. That's the only name that matters. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Now, this ties in with, you know, something we said last week. We think of Christ only in the sense of him, the head. But when God sees Christ, he doesn't just see the head, he sees the body. It's joined to him. It's connected with him. And isn't that what this says? We're the rest of him. We're the fullness of him. I don't feel like that a lot of times. Do you? But this is what God has said. This is what God is able to make happen if we will learn how to rest in him and trust in him. Oh, how we struggle when he wants us to understand. Okay? These are scriptures we've read many times, but I think it's a good thing to see them afresh. As for you, now he goes back to where we were, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. Is that the world we live in? It sure is. But now Paul includes himself when he says, all of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But, praise God, one of the most glorious buts in Scripture, because of His great love, that's the motivation. It's not pity, it's not anything else but love, and it's great love. And it's for us, it's for you this morning. I don't care how you feel and how you see yourself. This is God talking to you, saying, I love you. I've given you what you need. Step out into that. Believe it. But God, because of His great love for us, or because of His great love, God, who is rich in mercy, that's what I need, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. And He didn't leave us down here, did He? And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. You know, we don't get all that was taking place at the cross. We died with Him. We were buried with Him. And when He came out of that tomb, we did. This is a God who can foresee everything. The same God that knew you and me before the foundation of the world and planned for us also, in effect, put us in Christ. When He brought Him forth, He brought us forth. We're the ones who don't understand that and don't live it out to the degree He wants us to. That doesn't make it less real. Doesn't make it less a fact. This is not something we have to try to make happen. He's already made it happen. Praise God. I know this is hard to wrap your brain around, but isn't that what He's saying? It sure is. Is it true? Absolutely. God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. That sounds like a place of authority to me. Some of the songs we were singing about how we get way down here in a place of defeat, we need to realize who we are. And it's not in a prideful sense. We need to always remember, it's not because of anything that I am. It's because of His loving purpose. But I am not defeated. I have every right to stand here and declare what He has said to be so concerning me, to stand upon that and to tell the devil what is the truth. Isn't that what Jesus did? Jesus' answer to every temptation was to say, it is written. Isn't that how we overcome the devil? By the word of our testimony. A testimony is when a conviction of the heart that's been planted there by Jesus Christ Himself comes out our vocal cords and we are able to say, this is where I stand. This is the truth, devil. You can say what you want, but the word of God is still true. Thank God. All right, He seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Now, where's that going? It isn't just about here, is it? In order that in the coming ages, well, it's going to be something to see where all that goes. Who knows? But in the coming ages, He might show the incomparable riches of His grace expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved. Again, that divine influence on the heart, the divine enablement, the divine power that is at work in a human being when they're called. Through faith. Now, I'm well aware somebody may hear this and they'll get all involved in this Calvinist-Arminian debate. I thank God that there is a truth in the reality of the fact that without Christ, left to myself, I have nothing. I would never, ever come to God. I'd never be interested in Him. I would have no power if someone told me about Him. I need God's help. I need Him to work with my heart. I need Him to give me the power that I don't have to repent and put my faith in Him. But you know, some people go way beyond that, trying to emphasize the sovereignty of God, and it really gets to the point where I don't have any say in the matter. God just decides, that's mine, bang, they're saved. And so anything that looks like I'm making a decision is really one he's already made. See, there's a balance there where God is going to convict, but the saving grace of God, the grace of God is something that people can and do, unfortunately, say no to. So what he's talking about here is people who, when that power of God is at work in our hearts to convict us, to help us to be brought to that place of surrender and repentance and faith, he also gives us that power to let go and accept that and embrace it with all of our hearts. That's where salvation happens. It's not from my own ability to believe. It's from the influence that I surrender to. Because salvation is 100% his doing, his power. Doesn't depend on anything in me. It depends on him. Thank God. All right, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. Through faith, and this, see, even the faith is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Thank God. Praise God. Do you receive that from him? I don't have the power, but he'll give me the power if I'm just willing to let go. And that's most of our problem in life. Letting go. Letting go of all that we're not, because we're not anything. We just think we are. And by habit, we trust in ourselves in one way or another. But anyway, it's a gift of God, makes that special emphasis on the lack that I have. It says it's not by works. No one can earn this. Why? So that no one can boast. All right? But now he gets to another part of this that I think is often overlooked. Because it's not just, okay, now I'm saved. And now I'm just going to go to church, be a good person, live my life, and they're going to bury me one day. There's so much more. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus. Didn't Paul say in another place, anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. We literally have the life that will fill that new creation, but it's already in here. And that's what's growing up so that we can be ready to rule over that and not mess it up. Because left to ourselves, we'd mess it up just like Adam did. It would be a wreck, you know, in short order. But you see how God has created us in Christ Jesus, but why? He says to do good works. Now, you just sort of, it's easy to pass that off and say, oh, yeah, I'm a good person. I'm going to do good stuff. I'll give to charity and all that. Which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, think about this God and his ability, not just ability, but the fact that he sees and plans everything from the foundation of the world.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.